Hello, Kristen here. Before we get into this episode, I wanted to tell you that the antidote is a thing that's happening. It's a series of monthly gatherings that will help you return to your body and your being over and over again in the face of, 2024, election insanity, climate change, global wars, your own personal stuff, other stuff. It's crazy out there. And it's easy to abandon yourself and freak out. The antidote is for bringing you home to yourself so that you can be safe in your being, even when the world outside of you feels objectively unsafe. And because everybody's marketing at you and there's no reason for you to believe me, you can head to jointheantidote.com to grab a free recording of the first session that happened this week. So you can feel it instead of thinking about it to see if it's a good match for you. That is jointheantidote.com. Scroll all the way down and you will see a place to pop your email address in and grab the recording.
Sister had another one. She paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut. She drank and poured up. She put the lime.
Hello and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said. We've been having long episodes, I've noticed, and I wanted to do a quick, straight to the point, bada bing, bada boom one. So I was at Brave this week, and I spent a whole day napping. And today I went and bought three new friends, books, and had myself a latte, answered my email, and I'm going to be back to work on Monday. But when people ask, what was Brave like? Typically I'll respond with the thing that was the most shocking, alarming, or otherwise, oh my God, are you serious? As the first thing. So lots of things went really well. Lots of things were really beautiful and lovely. And then at the very end, there were these 20 minutes of you're shitting me. We are not spending 20 minutes on this. We cannot, we just did. There it went. This was 20 minutes. And this problem appears to be regardless of gender, because we're talking both male and females were there. They were all cisgender, so maybe you get out of it if you're not cisgender. And age-wise, there were 20s, 30s, and 40s. So, there was an age range of, 25 years and both genders. And so I think this might just be a problem. We were talking about, what am I going to hold you accountable for? The last step of Brave is, what am I going to hold you accountable for that we're going to talk about in 30 days? When I call you on the phone and I'm like, hey, are you doing this thing that you said you were going to do? So that last piece of accountability. And two of the people were like, I just need to be able to give something up in my life. And I was like, something like, can your partner that you adore and say that you love and are also, one person was married, one person wasn't, can they go to the grocery store and get groceries? Because that appears to be something that you hate and that you really hate doing. It takes a lot of energy and it's not something that's truly difficult or something that you have to do. They're like, no. That's asking way too much. Okay, can you make a list and then they just let you know what they need? And or you can order on Amazon. They're like, well, the proteins on Amazon aren't exactly right. And I was like, you live in New York City. There is someone who can do this for you, right? But then they're not going to get exactly the right brands. I've tried that before. And so we understand that the issue is not about the grocery shopping. The issue is either about being in complete control or there's probably a mixture, or feeling guilty that you don't contribute enough and that you're not allowed to ask someone that you love that lives in your house to help you with this. So first, you are allowed to ask for help with this. And second, this is not the place to hold on to control. But if you want to give up control, here are two ways to do it. One, you can make grocery flashcards. So you take photos of everything that you need. So like, I need Trader Joe's corn salsa. I need whatever it is that you need. Take photos of it, print them out, make flashcards, and then keep a stack of, you know, whatever your base 50 grocery items are. Just hand over the ones that you need that day. Bang, you've got 18 cards, and you send that person off to go and get the foods. If they are not that bad at grocery shopping, or you are not that particular, either way, you can also make a master list. So this is just a Word or Pages document, very simple, not a Photoshopped beautiful document. It's just a list. And it includes basically everything you ever buy with specific brands listed. So if you're like, I only eat these bananas and no other bananas will do, fine, great. That with a little checkbox beside it. And if you need it, then you check it off and you hand that over to your partner. So either a single list that's printed. So let's say you go grocery shopping once a week. You make that list, you print 52 copies, and one time a week you check off everything you need, hand it to your partner, and send them out. If that is too much control for the partner to have, or they hate that very much, or they're very visual, flashcards will work. They are a miracle, and you can send those out. Those are two ways that you can hand over control of something that you do not enjoy. The other thing was that some people do not mind grocery shopping but hate the meal planning. So are you willing to have your partner go through recipe books, pick out a few things to make, and then make the list for you so that you can then go grocery shopping? That's the other side of the coin that allows you to not have to do the planning, the making of the list, and the shopping. Either way, this is like an angsty, weirdly deep philosophical issue for people. And so I don't know exactly what it's a metaphor for, because I have it too. I have I should go grocery shopping. That would mean that I love Bear. And then when I feel like such a failure when I'm like, can we just do it together, please? It's faster and it's more fun if we do it together. So I don't know what it is. I don't have a giant Zen-like Dalai Lama type answer. All I know is that you're allowed to ask for help. There are ways to do this, whether it's flashcards or lists or doing it together or taking turns or someone makes the list, someone else plans, and that you're allowed to talk about this. Because the opposite, the real problem that we want to address here is the resentment that comes when you don't talk about it, when you just take on the thing and take on the burden, you tell yourself it's not a big deal, and then you multiply that times 2 years or 5 years or 10 years, and then you fucking hate the person around this one thing, like every time you eat, which is a lot every day, but you've never expressed it or told them. So where can you open up a dialogue about something seemingly simple? We're not talking about, can you build me a studio in the back of the yard, 1,200 square feet? These are the dimensions. P.S. I hired an architect. Are you willing to do this? This is small stuff. This is, can you do this for me? Here is a list of the things that I need. This would be tremendously helpful. That's all. And can you do that if you already got the grocery shopping on lock? Can you take a task that you hate doing, break it down into smaller tasks, and ask for help with two of the five parts of that task? So if you hate cleaning the bathroom, can you make that into five things? Like, I have to wipe off the mirror, I have to scrub down the tiles, I have to change the toilet paper, I have to clean the actual toilet, and I have to wipe down the floor. Can you make a list of five things and ask your partner to choose any two to do each week? And this doesn't have to be partner. It can also be child, parent, anyone who lives with you. But there's always a way to make something that's seemingly big or seemingly like, oh my God, I can't ask for help with that. It's too much. Can you make it smaller? Can you make a list that's visible to everyone? And can people that live in your home help you with that list? And if you live alone, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm not trying to point out your singlehood or your aloneness. I'm just noticing dynamics of the people around me, in particular at my workshop, and I would rather not ever spend 20 minutes talking about grocery shopping and the appropriation of groceries ever again during a workshop. Though I'm happy to have learned that this is a universal problem. So flashcards, master lists, help with planning, make a big list of as many tasks as possible related to that single thing you put on your to-do list, and ask if you can help get help for a few of them. And then realize that oddly, strangely, we are all in this together, and it's bizarre. I don't understand why grocery shopping is where life fucking breaks down for all of us with our partners and the people that we love, but it's apparently a universal. So what is it trying to tell you? Where are you clutching control? Where can you let go? Where are you completely unwilling to let someone else help you? Where are you completely unwilling to break the things that you do into smaller tasks and ask for help with some of them? Where are you unwilling to pay someone? Where are you picking up slack and just resenting the shit out of everyone you pick up the slack for? Those are the bigger things this is pointing to. Those are the questions that are interesting. And in the meantime, flashcards, baby. Flashcards. Thank you so much for listening, as always. This is a weird one because I'm like, I don't know what this means exactly, but these are some strategies. Make the flashcards. Life is good. I hope that you're well. I hope that grocery shopping is the biggest worry that you have this week, because it means you're having a pretty damn good week. Should you have any questions, comments, concerns, or otherwise just want to talk to me, I am at k@kristenkalp.com and on Instagram at kkalp. Thank you so much for listening and indulging this strange tangent, and I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening. One more time, The Antidote is a series of monthly gatherings to help you come back to your body, your being, and your breath when it's most likely that you'll self-abandon. The Antidote is the antidote to trying to do everything all alone, all by yourself, while you grow more stressed and you're generally freaking out and telling everyone you're fine, while quietly, or not so quietly, scream sobbing in a private place between tasks. Let's not do that. Let's try something different. This is a really simple format, one gathering a month on the first Tuesday of the month until the 2024 election. So we're practicing the skills that we will need in November now. And we're getting really comfortable with body, breath, and being now. And that's available to you at jointheantidote.com. There's a free recording. You can sign up. You can get more details. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy.